Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, Pastor and Director of the Catholic Community. It is the seventh Sunday of Easter and the Feast of the Ascension. The readings are from Cycle A.
And they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking up towards heaven?" Well, because Jesus just went up, maybe. That's not something you see every day. In fact, in this church, if you look over my shoulder, up there, I think when they designed this place, they put these three mysteries of our faith right before us. The birth of Jesus, God condescending in the best sense of the word, coming down to be with what we celebrate at Christmas. And then Jesus raised up on the cross, loving us to death with the last drop of his blood. And then birth, death, say resurrection is the next biggest deal that we celebrate. Except here, it says in the tiny print that I can read, "I ascend unto my Father." It's the birth, the death, and the ascension that have been put visually here in Memorial Church up there for all of us to see. I think it's really because the two Easter Ascension, they really get kind of conflated, pushed together. We're still in the Easter season. Jesus rose from the dead, and that's depicted in one of the windows along the side, but not in a particularly prominent place, because when you depict it graphically, what do you have to work with? An empty tomb. You know, it's not that great, strong a visual. It doesn't compare with ascending into heaven. And so it has the disciples' full attention, and there they stand, gawking at something happening to somebody else. The Feast of Ascension, to me, has always had a kind of a trap built into it, kind of a spirituality of up, up, and away. And I think it can lead us into notions of a split universe, a two-tiered universe. We're down here and God's up there, and we're here now, but if we're good, maybe, well, one day, if we get through the bouncers, the pearly gates, we might one day, and even some of the prayers, I have to kind of choose them carefully, because some of them, I think, reinforce those notions too strongly. Jesus will come back for us one day, or we'll be judged one day, or whatever. But when Jesus has a chance to speak for himself at the end of Matthew's Gospel, the very last sentence in it, last phrase in a sentence, is, "But know that I am with you always until the end of the age." And he invites us to live in that consciousness. If I could always be conscious that God is with me, always, every moment. To me, that's really the heart of this feast. There's a lot of up and down in these readings, and it reminded me of going up and down and up and down and up and down as a little kid. Did you ever play on a seesaw, a teeter-totter? It's fun. It goes up and down and up and down and up and down. But that's all it does. How long do you want to stay on a seesaw anyway? There was one in the playground near my house, but there was another thing that was really cool in this playground, and I don't even know what to call it, except somebody at the morning mass referred to it as a merry-go-round. I think that was the ponies that go up and down, like, you know, with the music. This one was just a piece of playground equipment that was a disc, a circular thing with kind of holes in it, we seem to do a fair amount of that. But then the part of the fun of it was being on it, riding it, and riding it, and riding it, and then getting off of it and staggering around like you're drunk. You know, the thing would just make you dizzy. But I remember there was another piece of playground equipment on this same playground that was really cool, and I don't know why they're not all over the place, because it was the most fun. It was a seesaw, but it only had a pole in the middle, and the whole thing swiveled. So you could go around and around and up and down at the same time. Did you ever play on one of those, Paul? Because it looks like you did. You can see it in your imagination. That was way more fun than either of the other two things just by themselves. You could go up and down and round. I think that's really more consistent with the theme of this liturgy. We're not just supposed to stand looking up, but we're supposed to be looking all around. And in fact, we're supposed to be spreading the gospel all around. And if we're full of the Holy Spirit, we might even be dizzy. Do you remember when the community, I think they were in Jerusalem, and they got all full of the Holy Spirit, and they poured out into the streets, and they were giddy and dizzy and joyful, and some of the authorities got in their face and said, "What are you doing, you bunch of drunks?" And I believe it was Peter who had to stand up and say, "Wait just a minute, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. We might be drunk later. But not at 9 o'clock in the morning. What you see right now is, yes, we're off balance. We're outside ourselves. We might be crazy. But it's because God has filled us inside. And we can't contain it all. That's why we look like we do." Jesus promised there in that last scene in Matthew's gospel that, yes, I'm ascending to my Father, but this isn't goodbye any more than next week we celebrate the end. When it's time to put those robes on and confer those degrees, it's called commencement. It's all about the launch. And yes, there's a little bit of weeping and looking back and parting and all of that. But this is the day that we work for. The day when our talents have been honed and hopefully our jobs are ready for us. And we're ready to hit the world and offer it the best that we've got to give. In fact, it happens for us that next week we celebrate Pentecost. And sadly, for this assembly, it's the one of the 2 days of the whole year when we're not allowed to have Mass in here. So don't come to the 4:30 Mass next Sunday. There isn't one. Because the university is full. And that's not a bad thing. We're here to serve the university. And it's just going to be full of people celebrating the commencements of the next chapters in the lives of a whole lot of people we love. Full of whatever they got full of while they were here, and ready to go out and put their gifts at the service of the rest of the world. It's a perfect convergence of Pentecost and commencement. But for us, it's not up, up, and away. And yes, it's kind of up and down and all around, and being giddy and dizzy in the spirit. But then there's a really critical verb in this Easter season. In fact, it's used all through the life of Jesus, but it's the most important verb on Easter. You know the one? Rise. Rise. Get up. There's so many times in the gospel where someone was ill or someone was dejected, and Jesus would say to them, "Rise." Even a dead little girl, or a person who hadn't walked in all his life. Rise. And while he's rising and they're just looking at him, these men robed in white have to get on the 11 disciples. You know why that that's 11, right? The gospel could have read perfectly well by simply saying that Jesus took his disciples to the mountain. But instead, the author, Matthew, makes it, he puts it right in our face and said Jesus took the 11 disciples. The 11 disciples. Doesn't that sound strange? It ought to. But it's written that way on purpose. Nobody sends you to the store for 11 donuts or 11 eggs. The 11 disciples, they're missing the 12th man or woman. They're missing that team member that can inspire the whole body. There's a hole in the middle of the picture. And it says, your photo here. It's put me in, coach, Sunday. Fill me up. I understand that the team is lacking a member. And I might not get it all. But I'm ready. Or at least you could make me ready. We don't just watch Jesus ascend. We don't just see him speak to other people and bid them rise. The Feast of Ascension, it could be called Rise and Shine Sunday. Especially if this week you focus on allowing the Holy Spirit to be manifest in you in ways that it never has been before. Because God wants to take you somewhere new and into a deeper love or deeper service than you've ever been in before, because you're at a moment you've never been at before in your whole life. Would you then join me and join the rest of your brothers and sisters in dedicating yourself to prayer and discernment this week, and invitation, and especially of the overcoming of fear? Just be bold and say, I believe that you're not just in the sky, and I believe you're right around me, and I believe when I come to communion that I'm not just taking a wafer and having a pleasant, pious thought. I believe that you really want to be in me, and you want to burn inside me, that you want to make me drunk with love, so that I have so much that I can't contain it, and I can't help but splash it on people all around me. Would you join me in celebrating the Feast of Ascension, Rise and Shine Sunday, as we prepare and give the Spirit room to work in us, so that by the time we arrive at Pentecost, a week from today, that the world is blown away by whatever the Spirit is able to accomplish through you.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu, email us at catholic@stanford.edu, or call us at 650-725-0080. We invite you to visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California 94309. Till next time, may God bless you.